The next patient is Mrs. Barbara Mayer.
No. Porque no sé lo que es. La abrí sin querer, no sabía lo que era, pero... I'm just calling your attention that it's there.
The last name is M-A-I-R-E, Mayer. The disposition and discussion, number one. Hyperkalemia. The patient was evaluated in January the 10th of the year 2013 by Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, who found that the potassium in the serum that had in the serum in this blood sample that was taken in January 10th was 6.1, and the reason to seek the referral back to this practice. The patient was ordered a second laboratory workup in which the potassium is 5. I had the opportunity to review the kidney function and the serum electrolytes in this patient since 2010, and she's always had the tendency to have a borderline high potassium since 2010 that was 5.0. The blood sample that was processed on January the 10th was not hemolyzed. However, the repeated sample that was normal came back to 5 millicuriums per liter. In any event, there is no evidence of renal tubular acidosis, and the patient is taking tribenzol, which has a component of ACE inhibitor, which could be triggered in this process. In any event, the patient was treated with kayexalate, K-A-Y-X-A-L-A-T-E, 30 grams for 4 days, and she was also given a thiazide-like diuretic on every other day basis, and we're going to keep on monitoring this potassium. The patient was given literature and information about the food potassium content, and she was advised to avoid the foods that contain high potassium concentration. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of weeks. Number two, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, has been treated by Dr. D. Patel, is compensated. The patient number three has a CKD stage 3 that remains in the estimated EFR between 35 and 40 mL per minute. The patient is asymptomatic, but taking into consideration the severity of this problem, we are going to reevaluate in 2 weeks.